Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Mike Calta Show is back on 102.5 The Bone.
Yo, listen to that promo. They asked how that woman learned the last time she had a big O from a man was.
Mm-hmm.
And she said like 10 years ago. And the first person to go, oh, is Seth. Seth is the person I would least expect to sexually satisfy a woman. Like it would go in this order. Drew, John, Seth. No, excuse me. Drew, John, Micah, then Seth. Micah would please a woman before Seth would. Like every time I see Phoebe, she looks like she's mad at something. I know it. I know it. It's because it's been 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they got that baby now, but who knows?
How long it's been.
Who knows how long it's been.
Poor Phoebe.
Yeah. What was Drew? Drew was upset about something yesterday.
Was he?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I heard him saying something about having back pain and being in a bad mood. And I text Seth. I go, this isn't about me, is it? This is because I yelled at everybody? And he said, I don't think so. And then Drew said it might have contributed to it.
Oh, no.
I don't want to contribute to anybody's sadness or pain.
Yeah.
Especially Drew.
Oh.
He's holding it all inside.
Uh-oh.
And it's ruining his back. Yeah.
Let it go. Let it go. Spanish, that might be something that I think that you do good.
What?
You join me in singing Let It Go.
I tried numerous times when you sing to always join in, but in positive ways.
Yeah, like you're a good harmonizer. Yeah.
Can you harmonize? Let's hear it.
Let it go. Let it go.
No,
that was good.
You didn't change it.
Do you know what harmonize?
You're just going to say
do you know what
you want to go high
is?
Or you want to go low?
I'll go low. No, you go low. I'll go
imagine
high.
Imagine that would make sense, right? Let it go. Let it go. No, too high.
No,
you're just
no,
not
wasn't
that
too
good.
High. Now
did you see Stephen Colbert and...
I put it on our Facebook, Patrick Wilson.
Patrick Wilson, they did the national anthem before a baseball game, and they both can sing, so they were doing different harmonies and stuff, and it was really cool the way they did
I'm going to play it for you.
Yeah.
It's that good. That's how good it is. I put it on there because I don't really care much about Colbert either way.
Okay,
I think he's kind of funny, but I really like Patrick Wilson. He replaced Fandango on my sexiest man around list. But he's a friend of the show, and I put it on there yesterday of them singing the national anthem. I'll play it for you right now.
Beautiful.
As soon as I shut pumpkins off, I think.
What?
Here we go.
National anthem.
Yeah.
What?
Here we go.
American.
Patrick Wilson. And host of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Stephen Colbert.
I don't know why the two of them. I don't know that they have a relationship.
Yeah.
Or not, but Colbert, huge booze.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
It's cool because later on, Stephen Colbert goes,
oh, I'm going to play it.
Oh, yeah. Does that like low?
Fight, or the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the bursting air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Bum, bum, bum. Oh, say
that's good.
That's
good. Good right there. Wasting on a Met game.
I didn't realize Patrick Wilson could sing so well.
Oh, yeah.
He started on Broadway.
Yeah.
And his should not wear a mustache.
Either. I always thought that he was gay because he was on Broadway.
Right,
I just assumed. But boy, was I wrong.
Yeah.
And then I saw him all up in That girl, Lena Dunham's BH. No, I like Patrick Wilson, and he is going to play Aquaman's enemy in the Aquaman standalone movie. And I have to tell you, judging from his physique here, he's not ready.
Yeah, well, I don't think that movie's going to be any good.
Of course, he's got Jason Momoa.
No, I'm not saying the guys aren't great, but the DC has not done well.
By the way, you are not a good judge of physiques because you can tell he's put on some serious size.
I'm totally kidding. Look at his chest.
Yeah, he's going to get shredded.
Look at his chest. He said when we talked to him, he was doing two-a-days then.
Oh, really?
To get ready for the role. Yeah.
When we played with him and Mark and his brothers and stuff with Wilson Van over at the Hard Rock, I was out back because we were getting ready to go out, and I'm stretching, doing some jumping jacks and stuff, and he came walking out there, and he was like, you playing the band? I go, yeah, I play drums. And he goes, oh, that's cool. He's on Patrick. And I go, oh, yeah, hey, I'm Galvin. Like I didn't know he was a superstar.
Oh, that happened to me. I went out of my way to go meet Don Mattingly on the last day of Yankee spring training some years ago. Wells had been traded to the Blue Jays and was pitching against the Yankees. So I went there with Wells, but I had to sneak over to kind of meet Mattingly, who's my favorite Yankee of all time. And they told me he left already. He had to return a rental car, and he had already left. It turned out he forgot the keys, and he had to come back. And when I saw him, I swear to you on my children's lives, when I think about this moment now, he walked in, and there was a halo behind him, like an angel. Like you'd see in a children's Bible, a big circle around his head. He walked in with light behind him, and he walked right up to me. I didn't say anything. I just must have looked at him, my mouth open. He walked right up to me and goes, hi, I'm Don. And I went, I know who you are. I know who you are, Don.
Hello, Don.
Couldn't have been a nicer guy. Thanks, Don.
Hi, Dan. Nice to meet you.
Don, as in Don E. Baseball. Very nice to see you. All right, time to check in with Galvin. He's got today's news. That's not loud.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Kelta Show.
What do we have in news today, Galvin?
You knew it was coming, and I think it may be better than we hoped for.
Oh,
in response to Robert De Niro's F. Trump at the Tony Awards on Sunday night, Trump took to Twitter to punch back. He questioned the Raging Bull actor's intelligence, writing, quote, Robert De Niro, a very low IQ individual, has received too many shots to the head by real boxers in movies. I watched him last night and truly believe he may be punch drunk. Trump went on to write, I guess he doesn't realize the economy is the best it's ever been, with employment being at an all-time high and many companies pouring back into our country. He closed with, wake up, punchy.
Listen, you have to understand that this is a battle of two old New Yorkers. Okay, this isn't just a liberal Hollywood guy who dislikes the president. This is an old New Yorker who has been around Donald Trump his whole life. Robert De Niro, for a guy who plays such a tough guy in the movies, is a very artsy, quiet, kind of a lone guy. He's a restaurateur. His father was an artist. His father turned out to be homosexual.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So he's got a lot of definitely a lot of left leaning things in his life. But also the one thing that Trump is right about is Robert De Niro. He must have a low IQ. He can't read to save his life.
No.
You ever see De Niro try to do a live anything?
Yeah,
he cannot read
live,
to save his life.
Stuff. Yeah, it's terrible.
I find this to be very disappointing. Although I have to also say I love it. I love the fact that this is what this country is about: is that people can criticize the president, actors can hate the president. It doesn't matter. That's what fuels this country: is that we're allowed to say how we feel and make judgments about things, whether we're qualified to or not. But De Niro is, in my opinion, making himself look like an idiot. Like, the only people that are, there's a small group of super left-leaning liberals that are like, oh, De Niro, he's brave and he's got it. But most of the world's like, crazy old man.
Speaking of presidents, George H.W. Bush just turned 94 on Tuesday.
Can I just say one more thing about De Niro? Mm. That Lionel pointed out one time. I love De Niro because I love mob movies.
Mm-hmm.
De Niro is a terrible actor. Show me something that he was good in that he played a different character. Like, even in Awakenings, when he's in a coma and he wakes up as De Niro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's, I can't.
No,
think.
He does. Ooh, do
even it. As the priest in Sleepers, he was like,
yeah. No, but in Awakenings, he does, because he does kind of wake up as a little kid. who realizes
I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
Little gangster kid.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, you want to go to the park?
He doesn't do the gangster thing in The Awakenings.
He was not a gangster.
Right.
In Casino, he was an old Jew who went out to run casinos, and he was Goodfellas West Coast. It was terrible. You give that role to somebody else, like a good, tough Jewish actor, that would have been a much better movie to me. Mm. That star of that movie right there is what's his name? The guy we had on the show. The guy with the big hog.
Oh,
the guy who loves Trump. James Woods. James Woods is the best. Yeah. James Woods and Joe Pesci are the best things in Casino. And, of course, Sharon Stone.
And Don Rickles.
What about The Intern with Robert De Niro, where he plays the old guy?
He's old mobster. I'll just sit over here while you guys go get pizza. It's the same thing. Any bad grandpa and all that stuff, he's like, hey, let's go look at boobies. You know, he's the same actor. Oh, I will give him Deer Hunter. He was not gangster in Deer Hunter.
Right. Yeah.
He was pre-gangster days.
Yeah.
As a gangster, he's great. Like my favorite is Godfather 2, where he is young Sonny Vito Corleone.
Him in playing Max Caddy.
Yes, but not Southern gangster.
Yeah.
I'm going to be over here if you want some pizza, counselor.
crazy
gangster.
Counselor.
All right, I'll give him that one. I'll give
what
him
is
Cape Fear.
Cape Fear.
Give him Cape Fear.
Yeah, Cape Fear. Anyway, so George H.W. Bush just turned 94 on Tuesday. He is now the first former president to reach that age.
I think I saw something on the news that said he's the second one. I could be wrong. But they also said that he specifically said he didn't want any gifts.
Hmm.
Well, yeah. Because he's not going to live much longer to play with them. I don't know. What are you going to get him? A drone?
Yeah.
He's 94. He can barely sit up. Every time you look at him, he's got this. His head looks like it's 4 feet wide. He's got that permanent smile on his face. I feel terrible because he seems like a nice guy, whether you liked him politically or not. I wish he was my grandfather.
He, if you get him a book, just get him like a pamphlet.
Yeah, for sure. He'll make it through the whole thing.
Don't get a War and Peace. Not going to get to the peace.
Yeah. Anything, 10 pages or less. Like, let's keep it. An FBI agent who was dancing at a Denver nightclub did a backflip and dropped his weapon and fired it off has been booked into jail.
Oh.
Chase Bishop, we have a picture of him up on Bone TV there, was charged Tuesday with one count of second-degree assault. Bishop turned himself in to Denver Sheriff's Department on Tuesday morning after a warrant was issued for his arrest.
Why?
Denver, because you
can't. It was
an
accident.
He can't do that.
He didn't do anything. It was an accident. He wasn't taking his gun out like he was in the Wild West and doing Wyatt Earp type stunts and he accidentally shot a guy. He was dancing and it went off by accident.
He is a federal agent.
He should lose his job.
In a nightclub. Possibly drinking.
Oh, yeah.
And did a backflip, and then his government-issued gun fell out of his back of his holster.
Right.
And then he picked it up by the trigger and shot a guy in the leg.
Definitely should not have a job in law enforcement.
Yeah. Denver police had previously said that they were awaiting the results of alcohol and drug tests before making an arrest. The district attorney's office said in a statement investigators are still awaiting the test to determine Bishop's blood alcohol content at the time of the incident, and additional charges may be pending.
Can I tell you that if I
didn't do anything,
if I was in the club and I got shot by this guy in the leg and it just kind of nicked me where I needed stitches or something, like I didn't have to have surgery or anything like that, I would stick up for him. I would go to court. I would do whatever I can. I wouldn't press charges. Well, I might try to get some money out of the deal.
If I got nicked in the leg, I'd be like, I can't run anymore. I can't play drums. I don't know whether I'm going to be able to work. We work on the third floor. I mean, I don't even know. Can somebody carry me to my car? How does this work?
So
I need all the money in the world.
See,
yeah, this is ridiculous.
I don't think it would have been as bad as because you got to think, like, if he wouldn't have picked it up by the trigger and it wouldn't have went off, we would have never heard about this. It would have went under the rug. But the fact that he picked it up by the trigger, so he shot it.
He got nervous.
But it doesn't matter. Like, you don't pick it up by the trigger. Any gun owner knows that.
But you got nervous.
Listen, when you're in a bar like that and you're so drunk, you don't realize what's going on. You just pick it up by the trigger.
I think this is a missed opportunity by this FBI agent. When he gets out of jail, if he does not start his own dance school, I think that's a total missed opportunity.
Really, though, could have easily covered it. Had he been thinking clearly, which makes me believe that he was probably under the influence of drugs or alcohol, whatever, I would have. picked up the gun, if it fired off, I would have said, freeze!
Yeah.
FBI!
Muslim!
And been like, grab that guy and said, yeah, terror attack, I got him.
The whole reason I was there is because I thought that...
I was undercover. I was undercover as dancing FBI guy. Gotcha. You're under arrest. You're all safe now. You're welcome. See you later.
Yeah. I'm a hero.
There you go. That's how you do it.
People tweeting at me, De Niro movies, The Fan.
What's that?
Oh, yeah, The Fan.
Yeah. Gangster Fan. Gangster Crazy Fan. Oh, you know what I'm saying. Throw the ball.
He's got Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby. He's a gangster. Somebody is bringing up Jackknife. I have not seen Jackknife. It looks a little like he might be a truck driver.
Truck driver, yeah.
I don't recall the movie, though. But can I have the trailer. Can we see if he's, were they cursing the trailer?
I think he has a beard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see.
Beard. That's weird.
And your life will never be the same again.
Old time trailer.
Joseph Meggs. Everybody calls me Meggs.
Meggs.
That's my
Meggs.
Name. Wear it out.
It's a ridiculous name.
Ain't it? Meggs, what are you doing here? Yeah. I want you to give this young lady enough pancakes to build a house.
Yeah, see? He's a guy. I drove my truck all the way here. I'm going to buy her pancakes, and then I'm going to whack her in the back. Oh.
And that's on me. A lady don't buy when I'm around.
That's right.
And for you, Sir Galahad.
Your friend seems nice.
He's not my friend. We were in Vietnam together.
Oh,
sounds like a good one.
It's not a continuation of Deer Hunter.
Limitless with Bradley Cooper.
Oh, I forgot he was even in that.
Yeah, same thing. Billionaire.
Yeah, but he's
tough
not,
guy.
No, not tough guy.
I got all this money in the world. No. You want to buy my drugs?
I think you're right on most of them.
It's the same thing, though. He doesn't have a range.
Analyze that. He wasn't a mobster.
He doesn't have a range of character. He's one guy, tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not gangster, but tough guy in all of his movies.
Tough guy.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Tough weirdo, tough fan, crazy cab driver. Who are you talking to me?
A Bronx Tale. He tried to go against type.
Yeah, but he was worse. Let me tell you, who the working man. The working man's a hero. I'll smack you in the face.
Midnight Run, fantastic.
That's so good.
Maybe the best movie.
So good.
If you Academy Award for that.
Listen, if you have not seen Midnight Run, it is Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin, and it is one of the greatest movies of all time.
I would say Midnight Run second to Shawshank Redemption in movies that you watch every time they're on.
Every time.
Do yourself a favor. I'm getting mad now. If you haven't seen Midnight Run, I'm mad at you.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Rent it. Go get it out of a red box, or go find an open Blockbuster if you have to.
Is this dummy number one? Put dummy number two on the phone.
It's moron. Just
moron.
Got it.
Yeah. Have a cream soda. Get a sandwich. So we go from the FBI guy who shot people and is an idiot to a police officer who is from Illinois who is being honored for rescuing a child who ran into a busy highway after wandering away from his mother's house. Have you seen this video?
No.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
I'm gonna have a
Joey,
heart
go ahead and
failure.
Show this video. This is actually dash cam video. You see this little kid, and he looks like he's maybe three?
Three.
Yeah.
The most.
Like, he's a little kid, and look at him. He's like, I'm going to go running out in the
road.
Yes, and this cop's like, hey, stop, and goes running up and catches this kid before he gets out into the road.
That's what I do when I see a dog that runs up to the street and stops. I go, get back. Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
Wouldn't it be great if we see him? If that kid was black, he would have tackled him. And him. Come on. Just making jokes.
He pulled over and ran after the little boy just as the kid was about to cross the street into traffic. The officer scooped him up and scooped up the boy just in time. Nobody was hurt, so good for him.
Good job.
Yeah.
Jason, good morning. You're on the Mike Calda Show.
Hey, good morning. You guys were talking about Robert De Niro not having any range, and I agree with it. But what about when he was playing a gay pirate in Stardust?
Oh, I never saw that.
I never saw it.
That was with Dakota Fanning, right?
Yeah.
And Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
Was it, did it go like this? Did it go like this? Hey, I'm a gay pirate, and I'll slice you because I'm a pirate that's gay. Oh, Joel, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, what's up,
Joel? Talk about the De Niro movies. I know it's not that much of a stretch from what he usually does, but in Cape Fear,
a little different.
I mean, yeah, it's a tough guy, though. It's a tough guy. Great character. Great character. He did a great job in that movie of being a crazy, tough guy character.
DQ Jurassic.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, I love DQ Jurassic.
Thank you, sir. And we did already discuss it. Pay attention. Good Greg, good morning.
Oh, Copland, a little bit.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you so much. I have been soapboxing Midnight Run since the day that movie came out. I was curious, has Galvin or yourself or anyone, had you ever tried chorizo before you saw that?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not before.
Now you know what it is.
I also didn't know what yatahe meant until I saw that movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I was up in the Northeast, so chorizo, you know, no one really could even point you in the right direction of the grocery store to start looking for it, so... Yeah, it was probably another 10 years before I ever discovered it on my own.
I can't tell you how many times in the last 10 years Pete and I have said, you're doing the Lipman's configuration.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is the best. So that movie, I remember I was at this kid Billy Walter's house, which is really weird because he and I weren't very close friends. But he was like, hey, have you ever seen Clockwork Orange? And I said, no. And he goes, you got to watch this movie. And he's telling me about it. And I'm like, all right, I'll come over after school and we'll watch it. And Clockwork Orange is one of the most violent movies, yeah. And I didn't like it as I was watching it. I was like 15, and then at one time there was an axe like next to the fireplace in mm-hmm. the house. And I was like, I don't know this kid. What if he's going to kill me with the axe? I got really nervous. So anyway, during that, a commercial for Midnight Run came on, and he was like, I want to see this movie, and I went, why? Like that was an old person's movie to me at the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We were watching Major League and Top Gun and all these movies that were coming out in the 80s, and he wanted to go see that, and I go, why? And he goes, because De Niro's in it. And I was like, means nothing to me. He goes, Godfather? And I go, I know he is, but I just didn't get it. Well, then I worked at a movie theater, and that movie came to the movie theater, and I got to watch it for the whole summer. And it was, I think that was my first foray into adult comedies.
Yeah,
I thought that was the funniest goddamn movie. And then so I would tell all my friends, and none of them would believe me, and none of them wanted to see it. It was great.
It literally has everything, though, because it's funny. Yep. It also has heart. There's also some action in it.
Yep.
There's a little bit of caper-type stuff in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got really everything in there. It's so good.
De Niro plays a guy who gets run out of Chicago by the mobsters. He was a cop. Mm-hmm. And he wouldn't take dirty money, so he ended up leaving. And he has to go back. He's on the run, and he has to go back to his ex-wife to ask her for money, so that he leaves, and when he goes, he sees his daughter who he hasn't seen in some time. That might be one of his better acting, but
yeah,
because he does this thing where he can't talk, he gets choked up. He does that really well.
And she gives him babysitting money.
Yeah.
That she has.
Oh, sad.
Oh, terrible.
But I gotta tell you, just when that happens, and you're like, oh wow, Charles Grodin is such a ballbuster. He brings you right back into the movie. Now, Charles Grodin quit movies.
Mm-hmm.
He got a job doing a late night talk show, a political talk show, which failed. But he said he'll never go back to making movies. He should come out and they should do another Midnight Run.
Oh,
spoiler alert, there can easily be a continuation of that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
The movie's 25 years old. I'm going to spoil it. So he lets him go at the end. Because
he's Jonathan Mardoukas, and he was doing the books, basically, for the crooked guy, whatever, and realized it, and then took a bunch of money, supposedly.
But he gave it to charity.
Yeah.
He was giving it. When he realized he was doing it for the mob, he started taking the money and giving it away to charity. And then now the mob wants to kill him, and De Niro's a bounty hunter, and De Niro's trying to bring him in. So at the end, he gives De Niro, I think it was $350,000 or $250,000 to open up a coffee shop. So now, fast forward in the future, De Niro's coffee shop is being shut down because it's not successful, because that's what Mardoukas warned him about in the thing. And
80% of restaurants fail. Yeah.
So he's shutting down. He's having the worst day. And Mardoukas shows up and he's like, I can help you. I can help. Oh, dude, that movie would be great.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Good. Write it, Calvin.
We should write it together.
All right. I'm in.
Midnight Run, it really is one of the best movies ever in the world.
Can you imagine if you and I were so into it, we spent the next 2 years of our lives writing that movie, and when it was done, it was great.
Yes.
It was great, great. And then just Grodin's like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I'm a dick.
A server's first day on the job at a Metro restaurant didn't last long after she was arrested for allegedly using a credit card skimmer on customers' cards. First day at work, she's going and doing it.
Yeah. Why wait?
Rachel Elizabeth Tyler, she's 34 years old, was arrested and booked into Oklahoma County Jail on one felony count of unlawful use of a computer. According to police, Tyler also had multiple outstanding Oklahoma City and Tulsa County warrants. Here is some audio of the police officer talking about. Oh no, I'm sorry, I don't have that. But there's a picture. There she is right there.
Okay.
Yeah. So she was going in. First day at work, she would run the credit card for your meal, and then she had a skimmer that she would run and get your credit card information for her own personal use later on.
Yeah, that's smart. That's a good criminal, right?
Well, she's a good criminal. Not very good. She got caught.
She's on it. Debbie, good morning. You're on the Mike Caldas Show.
Hey, this is Debbie, the twins from Tampa Bay. We were calling about
De Niro. Are there two of you right now?
Yeah.
Who's the other one?
Hey.
Shut your face. What is the other one called?
Party with you guys.
Oh, you sound like your partiers.
Bring it on.
Here we are.
Well, how old are you?
50 this year.
Oh, man. Yeah. Perfect. What do you got?
We look like we're 20.
Yeah, sure you do.
I bet.
We do. We got a website.
All right. I want to see it.
We're Above and Beyond Cleaning, Inc.
Hold on. Carmen, can you do it? Above and shut up.
Wait.
I'm trying to type Above and Beyond Cleaning, Inc. So you're Above and Beyond. It means you guys might do a little, you know, little handy action.
That's not above or beyond.
That's just cleaning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're cleaning.
Yeah, cleaning.
I'm gonna dance for you.
Shut up.
Bring it on. Let's go. Get over there.
There's no pictures on your website. Where?
Yeah, go to.
About Us.
All right, About Us.
Yeah, About Us.
All right, let me get a load of you two.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, you're pretty attractive. You don't look 50.
I know. We don't look 50.
We got 20.
No.
You're a good 38.
Yeah, let's split the difference.
You guys ever do stuff to each other when you were younger?
Not each other, no.
No, what do you ever do, like a threesome with a guy? Because that's every guy's dream.
No.
Would you still?
Yeah, we would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like you, Lunatic.
Do you guys have a special twin language?
Yeah, what?
Depends on my. You guys are hard up.
What's the going price?
What's the going price?
Yes.
No.
Ask Patricia what she wants. What kind of cat?
We'll let you know. Throw out a number.
How about a carton of cool 100s?
De Niro, and he was in the Fockers, and we can't get enough of it. I know the rest of his movies suck, but that was pretty funny.
The rest of his movies suck.
You're right. The twins know.
Yeah.
Well, look, I like you guys. You sound like a barrel of fun.
So we were wondering where you guys hang out so we could hook up maybe.
Yeah. Spanish? Yeah. You guys want to visit Spanish at his house?
Yeah. What are you guys doing right now?
We're at a pharmacy cleaning.
Oh, we need somebody to clean in here.
Got any oxys in there?
Well, there is, but it's all locked up.
Yeah.
She checked.
Which one of you is the sluttier one out of the two of you?
You're talking to her. The other one wouldn't get on the phone, so you could always ask for Debbie.
All right, if I hired you guys to come clean my house, you and your sister, and you guys are cleaning, and all of a sudden you come to the living room, and I'm just sitting there in my underwear watching porn, what happens?
We still clean.
Oh, I love that. I love your dedication to getting a clean house.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, look. If you want to watch porn in your underwear and have two lovely ladies, twins, clean your house, Above and Beyond Cleaning, Inc.com. Well,
correct.
It's a pleasure talking to you guys. I don't know really where we're hanging out. We don't have any plans right now. But
get back to work.
Go. Just keep listening to the show. We'll let you know.
All right. Cool. Man.
I love your show.
I love
even the nude. Price is right.
I thought you were the slutty one.
She's just promoting it.
Wow. All right. Listen.
All right.
I hope you guys clean a million houses today.
Thank you.
All right.
See you guys later.
Can I just tell you, though, how when you bust balls like that and they laugh and pull out, I love that. I love that. People are so uptight these days. Ooh. And then he said this to me and they hang up. And they were fun. Thank you for calling.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons.
And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.